The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Security and Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Security and Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing time-tested strategies and techniques, as well as cutting-edge money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How you doing?
I am doing great, buddy. It's April, my man. We are rocking and rolling. First quarter of the year in the books, as they like to say. Baseball season is in full swing, and here we are, my man.
Yeah. Quick beginning of the year, you know, as we were saying on other shows. I guess from a market standpoint, market's been holding up and doing very well, right? Certainly had a great quarter and certainly bounced back after what was a bad quarter last year. And now we're looking forward to earnings season, if you can believe that, right? The first quarter earnings for major corporations will be coming out.
Yeah, they will be. And we're going to be very interested to see how the earnings are coming out. The market tells us that anticipation is okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll wait to see. They're going to start to come out this upcoming week here. We'll start to get the numbers released and start to digest it all. And, you know, where do we go from here? And, you know, how do they feel business is going to trend going forwards is always something that we like to listen to and pay attention to. And it's always very intriguing for you and I the first 3 weeks following the end of a quarter. Uh-huh. Because that's when the bulk of the earnings come out. The average person listening to the show right now probably doesn't even know what we're talking about and could care less.
Absolutely. I mean, that's well said. But for us, it matters. You know, we like to look at it. And, you know, Doug, a lot of, just so people know, why do we look at it? A lot of the corporations will come out and they'll cast out maybe another 6 months out of what they see. And it kind of gives us a view into what economic conditions may look like. And now when you start talking about 6 months out, you're already talking to the last quarter of the year. Okay.
Maybe.
You know, so it's talking about how's 2019 going to look. What's the corporate beat on economic news? And, you know, and I think it's even more now important for us because, you know, they're talking about the economy slowing some, but to what degree or how's it all going to play out? What's happening overseas? And I think it's kind of interesting. It's not kind of like a no news moment.
Well, Mike, this week China came out with their manufacturing numbers, and what everybody was afraid was going to be a bad number turned out to be an excellent number. So I think a lot of the global slowdown, in many people's opinions, has become not as big of a concern as it was before that report came out.
Well, you know, China's definitely a biggie, right? And that's good news. And, you know, they just keep moving along over there with their economy and growth and all that. It's an amazing story. And I think that's a good thing. And it was good to see that the numbers were better than anticipated.
Well, Mike, you know something, if you take the time and you look at China, really, they still got a long way to go. I mean, there's so many people over there that are still living in, you know, very poor conditions and all that they can continue to grow and expand and modernize. I personally think there's a lot of growth opportunities still remaining over there, kind of reminiscent of where our country was maybe, I hate to say this, maybe a century and a half ago.
Yeah. And it's interesting. Good to hear that number, though. You know, when you're talking about world news and hearing that China's productivity is better than anticipated, I'll take it.
Yeah, you know, Mike, we also had some domestic information come out this week, and they said that job creation has slowed down a little bit. But then I was watching a show, and I listened to them, and they made a very, you know, eloquent argument about, yeah, it has to slow down a little bit because the unemployment rate is so low, and, you know, the economy's doing so well, there's just not that many jobs and not that many people to take the jobs. So it was an interesting discussion to hear, which deserves, you know, a little further look into it and you know, analysis. But it kind of made sense on the surface to me.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, I always like just using common sense sometimes. And I always say, what does it feel like when you're out? You know, how does it feel? And you and I have talked about this numerous times. You know, if you travel by plane, was the plane loaded? If you're in Disney World, were the parks loaded? You know, just samples. And I'm going to tell you, Doug, I mean, it seems like every time I'm out or, you know, out to eat or somewhere, places are packed. You know, the mall a couple Saturdays ago happened to be there. In the evening time, you would have thought it was, you know, Christmas Eve, people running around with bags, and I never saw the mall. I was kind of taken back by it. I'm like, wow, look how crowded this place is today. I just get a real good vibe about how we're moving about and spending right now. That's just my opinion. It's an opinion.
Right.
There's no scientific to it besides my mind, but I'm just telling you what I see, what I feel. It seems like it's pretty good.
Well, Mike, isn't that really part of the equation? You know, it's visualization. What do you see happening around you? It's awareness. You have to be aware. And to your point, I'll give you another example of something that I've noticed this year. Is this related to the economy? Is it? I'm not sure, but I'm going to tell you that I am noticing more children at the baseball and softball fields with new equipment this year versus what I've noticed in the past couple of years.
Yeah. Be careful with that one. I used to coach. I could just be keeping up with the Joneses.
Well, they didn't keep up with the Joneses last year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And it also could be that I'm coaching age brackets now where the children are maturing and growing and it's a necessity.
But I get what you're saying. Equipment's very expensive and people are spending the money on it. And, you know, nonetheless, it's, you know, it is what it is. I agree.
Mike, baseball and softball bats aren't like when you and I were kids anymore. You know, the price ranges on these things can go anywhere from, I had the kids to Dick's the other day and we were looking at them, $75 up to, they had softball bats there for $450 and $500.
$6 wood bat lasted forever when I was a kid.
Right. And then at some point when we started off, but at some point, aluminum bats started coming out when we were kids, right?
They were expensive. They were like $15.
They were. And you remember the when they first came out, do you remember aluminum bats were filled with it was filled with something inside. It wasn't hollow back then. It had a filling inside of it, almost like a wax type of substance in there. So, but anyway, you know, it is important for us to, and for the listeners as well, don't always just listen to a report that you hear on television or on a radio and, you know, think it's 100% accurate. Use your own feelings and put your own fingers on the pulse there to see what's going on. I think it's a better method.
Well, you know, that's another thing too, Doug, is it's going to be interesting is what we didn't mention was statements are going to be coming home, you know, and when the statements come home, people are going to get a view into the first quarter, right?
Yeah.
And for the most part, like we've been saying, market did very well. You know, where were you on January 1? Where are you now on March 31st? Statements are coming home. So people kind of get a feel and a vibe from that. And that, too, will also, I believe, project into the economy on how people are feeling.
You know, Mike, I want to just take a second here to talk about, I know we're talking about a whole bunch of stuff during the show, but I just want to talk about two recent appointments that I had this week, where just to your point right there is, I said to the client, I'm pretty confident these were new prospective clients coming in. These account values are at their all-time highest that they've ever been. And you haven't been working with anybody up until this point. You've kind of been just, you know, going at it on your own. And I'm pretty confident that where the level of these accounts are right now is very important to you and needs to be paid attention to. So now is no time for these folks that I spoke to, nor anybody else that's listening to this show right now, to continue down the path of trying to do this on their own, because the numbers are getting serious here and you got to make sure that you're doing the right thing, because if you're counting on those funds for something and, you know, who knows whatever's, you know, going to hold true, but doesn't it make sense to have a strategy in place now to try to do the best you can to protect your assets where they are at these levels?
Sure. Sure. I absolutely. Right. And, you know, we like to call it protecting the lifestyle.
Right? Oh, well, that's really what we're protecting, right?
Right. Protecting your lifestyle. And you know, and by the way, sometimes people say, oh, I have money and it's at an all time high. It doesn't necessarily mean it couldn't have been higher or done well or whatever. But what the truth be told is what are you doing to protect that lifestyle? And that's what's really important. Like, you know, can where you are now, maybe that's what you need for retirement, to take care of you for the rest of your retirement years. What are you doing to protect it?
Mike, you know, I also like to tell the story, and we've told it on the radio. We tell it, you know, in our dinner presentations. And I tell it to people that when we meet them, is that you and I were very wrong when we first got into this business in believing that people's objectives were to accumulate as much money as they could possibly accumulate. And that was wrong. We couldn't have been further wrong on, you know, the general masses. What we came to learn shortly thereafter is that people want to maintain their lifestyles, and that's what they want to do when they retire. It's not about being the richest person in the world. It's about being a happy, successful person, accomplishing what it is that they want to accomplish. Now, where I'm going with this is that some people's accounts may not be at the all-time high right now. They might have been at the all-time high back in October, on October 1st of last year, right, before the market got beaten up into the end of the year. But now many people have been given a reprieve, if you will. A second chance, perhaps, is what this first quarter of the year may have provided to them. And now maybe the account values are close to where they were, Mike. But, you know, it's high time, folks. We're telling you right now, you got to go out there and make sure that we're doing the right things right now.
Sure. You know, Doug, it's vital at this point in time after what we've been through over the last 6 months, right? It's really been a crazy 6 months when you think about it. Although the market bouncing back and coming back to everybody's favor doesn't mean it wasn't a crazy period of time.
Right.
You know, so you kind of have a way of, you know, if it was the other way around, the first three were great and the last three was the crash and we're sitting here right now with the markets going terrible, it's a different feel.
Well, you know, 100%. And
you know, we always use sports analogies. It's like saying you're an 8-8 team. If you win the first eight and you lose the last eight, you feel pretty bad. If you lose the first eight and you win the next eight, you're feeling pretty good.
Right. 100%. And Mike, the second of those people that I spoke to this week was somebody who came in like September timeframe of last year and didn't implement the strategy, and then spoke to them again and they said, I should have listened to you back then. I'm going to listen to you now. We're going to implement the strategy and we're going to move forwards, because that was no fun at the end of last year. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. Okay, fine. Good. Right. We're here today. We'll move forwards from today. Doesn't matter, you know, where you are then. Today's the key. And you like to talk to people about that all the time.
Yeah. And the thing, Doug, is, you know what, when we talk about protecting the lifestyle, as you said before, you're talking about, well, earnings are coming out and we're going to take a look at them and get a beat on the economy going forward. You said most people don't know what we're talking about and probably don't even care. And that's the very reason why we're saying you have to do something with your situation and protect. We call it protecting the lifestyle, because that's what's important to you, not did China's economy grow or not. You could care less.
Right.
You want to make sure you can go move about and do what you're doing, and the check's in the mailbox.
100%. So, Mike, I just want to remind people before we get into the, you know, the upcoming segments of the show here, and really good information in the show. People are going to enjoy about, you know, portfolio construction and that kind of stuff, what's coming up here, is that we're always available to have a complimentary consultation. You'll hear that during the show here. We want to urge you to take advantage of it and call in. There's no obligation. There's no cost. And sit down with us and, you know, let's go through this stuff with you, because it really is important. I mean, at the end of the day, money's important. It really, really is. And anybody who says money isn't important, you know, probably didn't have any.
Absolutely.
You know, so 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to request a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to you, and we're all too happy to do it for you. Please don't be too shy to pick up the phone and say, hey, guys, let's get together.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Your Financial Future. And heck, you know, we're glad that you're with us. You know, we come out here every weekend, and our objective here is to educate you and motivate you. And explain things to you in a way that you'll understand them, because that's really very important to us. Because what's the point in us coming out here and talking to you in terminology and, you know, stuff that you don't understand if you can't take it and implement it? So we really want to be understandable and pay attention, help you pay attention to what's going on out there. And Mike, you know, one of the things that that we speak about often to people, and we talk about with people probably more so in individual meetings when we see them than we do on the radio, is a technique that we use of managing assets, and that is having people have their funds managed like the institutions do. So let's take our time and let's spend some time here and talk to them about what we mean by that and what the approach is.
Yeah, and I think that we have to break down really what the topic is here. It's, you know, having your money managed like an institution. Well, what is an institution?
Okay. An institution can be a mutual fund. It could be a charity. Could be an endowment at a college. Something of these natures. That's what we're talking about when we talk about institutions. Big places and how they manage their money. And how can we take these strategies and bring them down to the non-institutional or just the regular individual person?
Right, absolutely. How do you boil it down to the individual person? And, you know, Doug, the interesting thing is like you had touched on universities and endowments, which hold, you know, a lot of money, right? Billions of dollars. And really, to say it, they don't time the market, right? There's
Correct. No... They're not allowed to.
They need the money. The money needs to last forever. They want the money to grow. They want to be able to utilize the money. So it's not like they're timing the market and saying, well, I'm retiring in 2 years. I'm retiring in 30 years, whatever. They're like perpetually invested in the market. So how do they do it, right? And how do they do it to keep it from becoming a roller coaster? And what prudent steps do they do to be so successful that could get boiled down to the individual listener listening right now.
Okay. The first and most important thing that we can pinpoint, put our finger on right away, Mike, is that they have a written investment policy in place that's approved by their board of directors. Well, if we do that for our clients and we put an written investment policy in place, who's the board of directors?
The client.
The client, right? So the client, you know, approves it. Now, here's the thing that we'll hear from a client, though. But I don't understand this stuff. And we get it. And that's where we come into play. We sit on your board with you, if you will. We help you make these decisions. It's our job to help those not capable of making these decisions and understanding it, to help them to understand them and make the decisions.
Absolutely, Doug. And that's really what's key, right? So it's really almost like, what's the client's really investment policy? And I know that sounds a little heavy, but really, simple terms, what are you looking to accomplish? What do we want done with this money? What's the end goal of what we're trying to accomplish with these investments? And then we help, how would you say, we help institute this plan,
okay? Right.
For lack of better words. And that's how it's, Doug, when you work with the Wealth Management Group, you and I, it's a active partnership. It's not us telling you, well, this is how you should do it, or this is how, you know, Doug, you read these magazines and they say, take your age, and that's how much money should be invested in equities, and the rest should be invested in fixed income.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's hocus pocus.
Right. So we listen to you. We listen to your goals, what you're looking to accomplish, your investment policy, and then we help you implement.
So, but we design the investment policy. Now, what that means is that this tells you exactly how we're going to invest your money going forwards, why we're going to invest it in a certain fashion. And once we all agree with it, it's like grandma's favorite chocolate cake. Now, if your grandmother makes the best chocolate cake or the best anything that you've ever had that you absolutely love, I guarantee you grandma's got a recipe that she uses. And every time she makes that cake, she uses the same recipe, so it comes out the same way. Well, that's what it comes to when our approach to the money management is, depending on your goals and objectives, we've got a box full of recipes that we can implement for you in your money management. And if you are going into retirement and you need your income off of your money, well, we go to the guaranteed income recipe. We put it together. We put it in there. And that's how we run. If you're 45 years old and you're looking to accumulate wealth, we go to the wealth accumulation recipe. We implement it. We make sure we continue to use it on a year-to-year basis, and that's what's going to give us the best chance of being successful going forwards.
Yeah, and the best part of it, Doug, is these recipes, if you will, these investment policies, call them what you may, at the end of the day, they've been strategies that we've been implementing for many years and with many different clients and with you know, various sums of money over the years. And what it does for the folks is it puts you on a right track, okay? It takes the fear, the guesswork. What should I do? Should I get out of the market? This happened, that happened. The market's booming. It keeps you grounded, if you will. It keeps you balanced, quite frankly. And it puts you on the right track to attain your financial goals.
It certainly does. And, you know, so just like a recipe, there's many different ingredients in there. A recipe is going to have a couple eggs in it. Well, you're going to have some large cap stocks in it. A recipe might have some flour in it. Well, you're going to have some small cap stocks in it. Your recipe may have a pinch of vanilla in it. Well, you're going to have some international investments in here. And so on and so forth through until we have all the ingredients that are necessary. And the most important thing that you'll understand is, just like any good recipe, at some point in time, the quality of the ingredients is going to come into play, right?
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, you know, it's another thing about investing like an institution. I'm going to take you down memory lane, if you will. When we've been practicing this way since the day Wealth Management Group's been formed, right? Invest like an institution, doing the right things, doing all that type of stuff. But when it really came into focus and where we knew we were exceptionally right for what we do was back in 2000 and 2001, when the great tech bubble burst. Because what happened at that time, so many people got caught what I call cheating, all into tech stocks, all into growth stocks. You remember the crazy days, right, Doug? People calling up and saying, I only got a 23% return this year on my money.
Yeah.
Right? We laugh about it all the time. But what happened was they call it the tech bubble, the bubble burst. Well, it burst because nobody had an investment policy. Everybody chased. And what we've always done is we've taken a balanced approach to our clients' investing.
Absolutely. You know, Mike, it's funny you say that because this morning I know, you know, you came walking into an office and I was sitting down with Michael and I was going over some stuff here in a book. And one of the things that I was going over with him is that we have something that kind of looks like a periodic element chart, if you remember from your science days, where all the different elements were on the chart. But we have one that's made up of all the different asset classes that are possible in the investment world. And I was going over it with him, you know, to teach him and showing him, you know, the volatility of individual asset classes, where it's number one year, it's the last place the next year, it's the middle of the pack this year. But also one of the things that we have on the chart is an asset allocated portfolio. And, you know, I used it to illustrate to him, Mike, this is why we asset allocate and this is why we stay, because the asset allocated portfolio is never first, it's never last, but it always hangs out in the top one third of the chart, and that's where people need to be, and that's what the institutions and the endowments look to accomplish as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug, and that's the key. So really, folks, when we're talking about investing like an institution, we're talking about keeping a very balanced, investing your money, matching your goals, your investment policy to that of the way the big institutions handle their money. It's really no difference. Doug, the size of the money does not matter.
No, it does not. And we've been saying that for years. It really doesn't. A 10% holding in one area is a 10% holding in one area. It doesn't matter if you have $100,000 or $100 billion. If you're allocating 10% to domestic corporate bonds, it's getting 10%. Whether it's getting, you know, if it's getting $10 million as its allocation or $10,000 as its allocation, 10% is 10%.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny about that, Doug, too, is a lot of times a lot of new investors, beginning investors, and they'll do it, you know, like I'm going to put some money somewhere, a friend talks them into doing something, and they'll invest $1,000, and they'll say, I only made $100. Well, that's 10%.
Right.
The percentage is what matters, folks, not the net gain, because you could be investing $1,000 or $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's the percentage gain that matters on your money. And, you know, Doug, I think it's important because I think a lot of people discount themselves. Oh, yeah, invest like the institution. And not even that, but people think like, oh, I got to have Warren Buffett's money to be able to invest properly,
right,
or do what he does. There's proper investment policy for everybody, no matter what the dollar amount is.
There certainly is. And, Mike, you know, so we've been you know, telling people you can think of it as a recipe. And what I alluded to earlier, and we kind of got off track, I'll just bring it back to a point that I wanted to make earlier, is that like any recipe, the quality of the ingredient that goes into the recipe is going to, you know, have something to do with the success of the recipe, right? I mean, if you go out and you buy if you're making a chocolate cake, we keep using chocolate cake, and you go buy a good quality chocolate, the cake's going to taste better than if you didn't buy a good quality chocolate. So our job is to go out there now, once we agree on the recipe, for you will, is to go out there and get you the quality ingredients, and that's really another area where we come into play.
That's right, Doug. And you know what's really important too, Doug, is that's the way to do it. There's no doubt about it. But you know where a lot of people also, I'm going to keep speaking about pitfalls that people fall into, is people fall into that with their 401k plans. And what they do is usually you get a menu of investments, and people have a tendency at looking at past performance, which is
right, fine.
You know, when you look at funds, look at past performance.
Sure.
But they'll chase and they'll say, ooh, look at that one. Last year it was up 17%. I'm putting my money into that one.
But that's not even what they say. What words do they use? Come on.
It paid?
Right. This one's paying 17%.
Right.
No. That's the performance that it got last year. That's nothing to do with what it's going to do this year. And where the classic mistakes get made is that, especially if you look at that chart I was speaking about before, about the best performing assets in 1 year and the worst in the next, it is not uncommon that you see one that was one of the top performers this year be one of the bottom performers next year. So this is where people get hung up and get hurt in their 401ks when they do it that way, is that they chase last year's winner, which very often turns out to be this year's, you know, also ran or runner up, if you will. And that's not the best way to go about it.
No, most certainly not. But that's a common mistake. And people, you know, for lack of knowledge, they think they're doing the right thing. Their intentions are good, but the results don't always follow.
Folks, it makes sense to me, and it makes sense to Mike, I know that, for us to manage your money like an institution for you, to bring this kind of approach to you. And if you, you know, at any time in your life, if you start worrying about your financial situation, you start worrying about your investments, am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? Am I set up properly for the way the market is to now? Am I set up properly for the way the market's going to be tomorrow? You shouldn't, that's not, shouldn't be your approach. Your approach should be, do I have a sound investment policy in place for my goals and objectives? Not necessarily based on how the market's going to do today and tomorrow. So if you would like for us to show you how we can manage your money like an institution, we'd love for the opportunity to do that. You just need to pick up the telephone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Give a call in. Give the board operator your name and your daytime telephone number. We'll give you a call during the week and get together with you and let you know exactly how we can help you manage your money like the institutions and the endowments do. You do not need to be filthy rich in order to use these strategies. We've been using these strategies with people, you know, since the mid-90s. So, you know, we can show you how to do this for yourself, but you need to pick the phone up and call us. We can't call you. And the number is 855-262-3722. We're going to hop to a break. We will be right back.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're investing some of your time here this weekend with us and, you know, listening to Your Financial Future. Michael and I come out here, and we want to educate you and motivate you, see if we can get you going in the right direction each week by giving you some information about money and uses of money and things that you may be able to do to help you, you know, achieve or accomplish your goals. And inevitably, I think, Mike, people always come to us and they talk to us when we're related to retirement is Social Security, Medicare, and then next is money they've saved or accumulated for retirement planning, right?
Absolutely.
And I think the number one question we get is about Social Security, and it's not scientific, but I think the number two question we get is what should I do with my money that I've accumulated, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So you know what's really cool is that we got a great piece to offer out to you. It was put together by Securian Financial Services, and it's called Retirement Savings Decision Time. You're moving on. What about your retirement savings, right? And this is a great piece. And Mike, I want to offer this out to all the listeners out there. If you'd like us to send this out to you complimentary with, you know, no obligation whatsoever, we'd be happy to. And as we go through here, you're going to hear about some of the material that's in here. But, you know, we'll give you the telephone number in a few minutes to call in and get this. But you're faced with a decision about your retirement plan assets if you retire, you change employers, you left retirement savings with a former employer after you change your job, or a divorce settlement, right? Those are basically the four ways that you can face a decision on what to do with retirement plan money.
Yep. Those are generally the four decisions, Doug. So you have...
Well, hold on a second. Let's let it known, okay? First of all, let's put the disclaimer out there, right? The compliance department wants us to, which is cool, right? So the information that we're going to discuss is general of relevant federal tax laws. It's not intended for nor can be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding federal tax penalties. This information is provided to support the promotion or marketing of ideas that may benefit a taxpayer. Taxpayers should seek the advice of their own legal and tax advisors regarding any tax or legal issues applicable to their specific circumstances. Michael and I are not tax professionals. We've just been around a business for a long time. Right?
Yeah.
So, all right, go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you, but let's get that get the house cleaning out of the way and go ahead. What are the four options, Mike, that people have?
Well, the first one's the most simplest, right? And it's leave the money where it is.
Okay.
And it really means, Doug, you leave the money in the plan. If you're allowed to, if the plan says you're able to leave your money there, you have the option of just doing nothing, leaving your money, and your money stays the way it was with the old employer.
Right. You know, if you're changing jobs or retiring, you can usually leave your money or retirement assets where they are. Sometimes it's subject to a minimum, and leaving them in place now does not prevent you from taking a different approach in the future. So if you choose to keep your plan where it is, be sure that it's for good financial reasons to do so. Sometimes people fail to act because they're not sure about their choices or aren't certain whether it's worth the effort, right? So there's a couple of advantages to leaving your money there. What do you got, Michael?
Well, one is no action required.
Right.
So, you know, if you're looking for the easy way out, you have nothing, you know, you don't need to do anything. And probably the second is able to keep the assets and the investment options the plan offers. So, you know, I guess if you like the investment options, you can leave it right where it is.
Yeah. Now, some of the disadvantages people need to remember is that you're subject to the plan rules and future plan changes. So you are, you know, only eligible to select investment options that plan offers you. You also have to deal with plan fees and expenses. And like I told you, the investment choices might be limited because it's only, you know, what the employer offers in the plan. So it may not be a bad idea to leave the money where it is. It might be a bad idea. It all depends on you and your financial situation, right? That's why, you know, we want you to go through this and explore it and see what's out there for you. What's the second option, Mike?
Well, the second is you can withdraw your money. And, you know, using this option, you would take the assets out of the existing plan and spend them or put them in another account or investment.
All right. So the one advantage to this, right, is you gain immediate access to your funds, right? So you can spend, save, or invest them as you wish, right? Any disadvantages?
Well, a couple.
Okay.
You could be faced with a significant tax impact, right? Yeah, you owe federal and potentially state and local taxes on withdrawal. And if you're under 59.5, you could also potentially face an early distribution penalty.
Right.
All right. So there's some tax ramifications there.
Right. So you definitely want to check with your tax advisor.
Absolutely. Since a withdrawal is considered taxable income, you could end up in a higher tax bracket.
Yep.
In the year you withdraw the money.
Mm-hmm.
Again, more work for your tax advisor.
Right.
And if you put the money in another investment account, earnings may be subject to annual taxation without the penalty, the benefit of being tax deferred compounding. It could be more difficult to reach your long-term financial goals.
Yep. So you want to think carefully about this, you know, before you go and choose this option. And you definitely, no doubt about it, if you're going to choose that option, you want to consult with a tax professional on that to see what the impact is going to have, you know, on your overall financial situation, because it could result in something being, you know, reported on your tax return that may have a negative impact. So you want to be very aware of what the situation is. So the third option is you can transfer your assets to a new employer's plan. Now, if your new employer offers a retirement plan and the plan's rule allow it, you can bring the money in. And Mike, what would be an advantage to doing this?
Well, you know, there'll be no tax impact if your transfer is handled correctly, and the earnings will continue to grow tax deferred. If the new plan rules allow, you may be able to take loans from the plan.
Okay. Right. For some people may see that as a positive. You know, you put your money someplace and, you know, now it's in a new employer's plan and you have the ability to take a loan against it if you need to. Okay, that could be an advantage. Here are some of the disadvantages, though. You're going to be limited to the choices offered by the new employer's plan. And you'll also be subject to the new plan's rules and fees that come along with it. So you want to take that into consideration when you're doing that. Okay, does my new employer, is the plan robust enough for me? Or the fee something that I can live with, and, you know, any restrictions there? The transfer has to be handled correctly. This is important. Assets must be transferred directly from one employer plan to the other. So that's, you know, very, very important that take place, because you certainly don't want any adverse tax impacts coming along, you know, down the road here. And the other disadvantage is you're locked into that plan, so you'll be subject to any future changes to the new employer's plan, including those that could occur if the company merges or it's sold, right? So these are things that you need to think about. Now, Mike, for the people out there to know what we're talking about here and where we're, you know, pulling some of this data from, is a piece that we'd like to offer out to you. It's called Retirement Savings Decision Time. You're moving on. What about your retirement savings? This is a beautiful piece that's been put together by the Securian Financial Group, and they've been kind enough to send us a whole bunch of them to share with our listeners out there. So all you need to do, if you'd like to get a copy of this, a hard copy of this mailed to you with our compliments, no obligation or anything like that, is pick up the telephone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Leave your name and your daytime telephone number, your address, and we will get a copy of this, you know, out to you. It's a really great piece. It's got some great information. We're just kind of touching on it here. And, you know, it's something that you would want to have, in my opinion, to take some time and take a look at. And it's appropriate for everybody, you know, whether you are leaving an employer right now or you just plan to at some point in the future. Michael, what's the fourth thing that they can do?
Well, the fourth one is roll assets over to a new IRA.
Okay.
And, you know, you can establish an IRA and roll over your plan assets. And that's the one probably most people hear about or hear, you know, I need to roll over my you know, 401k plan or whatever.
It certainly is a popular selection out of the, you know, what our experience shows. It is a popular option out of the four options that people like to do, and there's advantages to it. There's no tax impact if the rollover is handled correctly. Now, that's important. I got to emphasize that. It's got to be handled correctly. And in turn, your earnings are going to continue to grow on a tax-deferred basis, right? So You know, you're still going to have your money there compounding on a tax-deferred basis for you. A variety of financial services provider offer IRAs, right? Depending on the provider and the type account you select, the investment choices available to you may significantly expand, and you'll be able to access your account without being subject to employer plan limitations. I like this feature personally, where we can really open up and expand the investment pool, if you will, to select from over most employer plans. Usually an IRA, you know, can offer you better options to choose from. Not, I shouldn't say better. Let me take that back. Not better, additional options to choose from, right?
Yeah, open up the menu a little bit.
Yep. And then one of the other advantages, if you have a qualified account with more than one employer, this option can allow you to consolidate them, right? So if you've got little accounts, old employer plans laying around, you might want to consider this option to see, you know, to bring it all together for you, to get yourselves arms around a little bit better. But naturally, Mike, there's disadvantages, right? There's disadvantages to every single one of these options that we've spoken about. So why don't you touch on those a little bit?
Well, one of them is, you know, some employer plans include an option to purchase employer stock. This option may not be available in an IRA.
Well, yeah, and that would hold true if it was not a publicly traded company.
Correct.
Right? And if it was a private company that allowed you to purchase their stock.
Yeah.
Otherwise, pretty much you'd probably be able to buy the stock in an IRA, provided you set up the account appropriately to allow stock investments.
Yes. The other one, Doug, is costs may increase.
They might.
Right? So, you know, depending on what you do. Loans are not available in an IRA is the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fourth one is generally plan assets are protected from creditors under federal law, while IRA assets are protected in bankruptcy proceedings only.
Okay.
So that's little legal wranglings there.
Yeah. And again, want to emphasize to you guys out there that, you know, Michael and I are not tax professionals, and you should definitely, you know, consult with your tax professional if, you know, to doing this. But we've been around a long time. You know, we kind of understand this stuff pretty good. And one of the beautiful things, as Mike said, I want to send this out to anybody who wants it. And one of the things that Mike and I enjoy doing with our clients is going through each one of these options step by step with them to help you determine which one may be best for you. And we'll sit down and say, okay, here are your four options. Maybe you leave it where it is. Do you need to take the money out? Are you going to put it in a new employer plan? Are you going to put it in an IRA? Go through all these pros and cons with you in person and lay it all out and see and help you make the best decision that's, you know, for you. It's a common thing that we do with clients and people who come into our office.
Sure. And that's part of, like, you know, Doug, the retirement discussion, right? People come in, like you said, a couple of topics is A, Social Security. You know, B is generally my, you know, old investments, my employer, and then C is generally Medicare, and how does that all play into my retirement future? So, yeah, we sit down, we analyze this, we go through it with you, and, you know, Doug, again, it's everybody's different.
Yep.
You know, and like one of them, number three, is just put it to another employer plan. Well, if I'm retiring, I don't have that option.
Correct.
That's off the table.
Yep.
You know, so again, it's depending on who you are and what your situation is.
Yeah, you know, case by case example. So we'd really like to get this piece out to you. And there's more information in the piece than we covered. We just covered, you know, a couple of things in, you know, here, and there's charts and stuff like that in here that can, you know, help you make your determination. And we want to get this out to you. Our compliments. You know, it's part of our initiative here to educate you and motivate you and get you going in the right direction. So pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again, 855-262-3722. Leave your name, your daytime telephone number, and your home address, and, you know, leave us a message there if you get into the voicemail system saying that, you know, you'd like to have a copy of the retirement savings decision time piece that we have. Let's get it out into the mail to them, Mike. I mean, you know, we regularly offer educational material out to people. And I think this is one of my favorite pieces that I hope that people take advantage of and they want to see, because in today's day and age, people don't stay at the same employer for their entire career. So they're often faced with a decision of what to do with their retirement money, even if they're not per se retiring.
Yeah, and there's always, like you said too, Doug, it always seems like people have a couple of pots left behind. You know, they've may have done this before, even though they're with an employer for a longer period of time. Now, there's something from the distant future.
Yeah. So
distant past.
Yeah, 100%. So, folks, last time
Telephone number 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Give a call in, request the retirement savings decision time booklet that we have here to give out to you guys, and you know, we'd be very, very happy to send it out to you. All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your weekend here listening to the radio show. And we hope that we're bringing you some good value. You know, we're trying really hard to. And, Mike, you know, a couple things. We've spoken about some really good topics on the show here today, if you ask me. You know, we focused on paying attention to debt. We focused on how many different people there really are out there that we kind of help, and that everybody's financial movie or life, if you play, you know, if you will, plays out a little bit differently, and it, you know, and each one looks different.
Sure, I agree with that. You know, Doug, you know, and I think too, the thing about that is people think that they're out there on an island by themselves.
Right.
You know, like whatever the issue may be, we're the only ones. And although everybody's situation is truly different, but in a lot of ways it's truly the same, if that makes, you know, any kind of sense there. And I'm kind of, but, you know, it's just sometimes it's different numbers, different situations, different ages, yeah, whatever, you know. And I think people have to understand that their issues are unique, but they also are very doable and fixable.
Yes, very, very much so. And, you know, so it's really important, you know, to understand that. And then, Mike, in the, you know, the previous segment here, we just spoke about the importance of having financial strategies in place before you go about trying to select financial vehicles. This is really important. And this is a mistake that we see time and time again, where people will buy a financial vehicle without any idea how it fits into their overall financial strategy.
Correct. And how does that happen, Doug? You know,
well, they get, you know, maybe they get talk to a financial, you know, salesperson, or you know, all, who knows? But, you know, at the end of the day, Mike, you know, it's a mistake that people do make.
Yeah, and it's a lot of, you know, piece by piece, or I bought a product, I bought this, my friend told me to do that, I walked into here and somebody approached me, you know, whatever, however it happens, but that's really, we find that a lot, right? People that come to sit down with us and say, hey, I want to do this thing, I want to do it the right mm-hmm. way, we'll find out it's a piece here, a piece there, I did this, that, and it just...
It's
a lot
important.
Of pieces that don't make a lot of sense.
So I want to let you guys know and remind you, as we do on a regular basis, that Mike and I offer complimentary consultations with no obligation to you. And you just need to pick the phone up at any time, right, including right now, at 855-262-3722. And you could say, hey, guys, can I, you know, have a complimentary consultation with no obligation, no strings attached, you know, with you guys, sit and chat a little bit and see if this all makes sense as something that I should consider doing for myself. And, you know, we want to make sure that you understand that wherever you're listening to this show right now, we either have an office or a meeting facility right by you, or we make house calls. So, you know, we're old school in that nature, and we like being like that, as a matter of fact. We like trying to be friendly and easy to work with.
Sure. It's, you know, Doug, there's always a way to make it happen, right?
Yeah, and there's two different elements of people. There's some people that want to come through an office, and there's other people that are more comfortable with us coming to the home. And that's why we do it that way. You know, Mike, when I cut my teeth in this business, the same with you, back in the early 1990s, it was, you know, 8 o'clock at night, kitchen table. And, you know, as you evolve, you know, that changes, you know, as your practice gets bigger and better, you know, to that extent. You know, it's not, there's no 8 o'clock appointments, you know, in the evening anymore. But, you know, we are very flexible in our manner, you know, and our approach to dealing with people. And I think that that's important for everybody to understand.
Yeah, because, you know, Doug, at the end of the day, it's somebody stepping forward, trying to make a difference in their financial future. And you and I want to do everything we can to accommodate.
Yeah, you know, Mike, at the beginning of the show today, I told, you know, everybody that I was, you know, I'd spoken to some other people that are in the same industry as us. And, you know, we're just comparing how our practices work and all that. And some of them, like, I'm hopefully going to say, like, laughed at me when I said, no, we go out to our client's house. They're like, you know, laugh like that's beneath them.
Yeah.
You know, like, I never leave my office. I make everybody come to my office. I'm like, good for you, buddy. Mm. You know, hey, whatever works for you, that's fine. If that's how you want to run your practice, your clients are cool with that, that's great. I wish you all the best, you know, success. We're successful doing it this way, and we like doing it this way. We're not going to change because, you know, you do it a different way.
Like we always say, it's nice to get out on the road, you know, and it's even, Doug, when we do events for the, you know, for the radio program, yep, or whatever, it's always nice to get out on the road and meet somebody.
Yeah, it really, really is. Anything else you want to add, Mike?
No, just, you know, everybody, hope they got some good knowledge out of this and, yep, and some motivation. Have a good week.
Yeah, I hope everybody has a good week. And remember, we're always available for you. Check out our website, www.wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's www.wealthmanagegroup.com. We'll be back next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.